All right, you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners in Chicago and around the world, Windy City citizens and surrounding suburbanites, tech-savvy millennials and baby-booming Luddites, welcome to yet another very special The Game Show Show and Stuff!
Good morning! Good morning to ya! Hey! Good morning to ya! It's Tuesday morning. We're coming live at ya here. Tuesday morning. It's Andy and the Jazz.
Hey!
Man, we're doing one of those. We hardly ever do a morning show. I think maybe we've never done one before.
We have actually never done a morning show, Anderson.
So today is Tuesday the 26th, mm-hmm. and we're doing our final show of the season.
Yep, that's
before we take
right.
an end of season break for about 2 months, and then we'll be back.
That's right. Andy's going on several vacations.
Yes, I've got several vacations to go on. I also have I'm going to direct a play.
Really?
Yeah, so it's all happening. So we decided to meet at 9 a.m. Or thereabouts.
God.
Tuesday morning to record our last show of the season. And Jazz, I'm joined by James Anthony Zoakley. Jazz, everybody.
Hey, thank you, Anderson. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Please don't use my government name. I'm barely cognizant right now.
And that other cis white male voice you hear is Jonathan Deborah Moran, everybody.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Too early.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I work at night now.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Let the dance music do the work.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting here with my coffee this morning. Yep. And I got the Chicago Tribune up on the old... Brought it up on the old computer today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just looking through some news stories as we get ready for our day. But one thing has taken precedent over my life, Jazz, over the past 2 days.
What's that?
That I wanted to tell you about.
Okay, please do.
So, over the past 6 months,
mm-hmm.
we've been noticing we've been having some issues with water backing up in our bathroom.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
In the bathtub, you know, it won't drain fast enough.
Oh.
And in the toilet, it won't maybe flush all the way every once in a while.
Oh, that's got to be really hard for you.
It's really a pain in the ass. So we pour down some of that. We live in a garden unit.
Right.
Right.
So we pour in, the last time a plumber came, he was like, the problem is there's roots that grow mm-hmm. from outside yeah. into the pipes.
Yep,
so what
happens.
You should do is pour some like Roundup
mm-hmm.
into the drains to okay. kill the roots.
Sure.
Or bleach is another thing.
Interesting. Right.
So we do that, you know, every 6 weeks, something like that. We just okay. pour a little in there. And then yesterday morning, it got to a point where nothing would flush and nothing would drain.
Oh, did a tree just grow up out of the toilet?
Yeah, the giving tree.
That's
yeah.
right. Yggdrasil, the tree of life.
Yeah, full of poop and semen and shampoo.
Jesus.
That's right. Lady
the crime
hair.
Scene tree.
That's right. Lady hairs and man jizz.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might be the title of the episode.
That's where, because that's the only place that stuff's going in my house.
Right down the drain or in somebody's mouth.
Oh, yay.
So yesterday I take off work to call a plumber.
Uh-huh.
This plumber shows up and he brings the whole fucking kit and caboodle, man. He's got the...
The snake.
The snake and with the live feed camera on it.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
so they put the camera in to see where the issue is with the pipes and everything.
Oh, my God. Did you see babies?
Yeah. There was like little babies.
Your little baby. Your mutant babies.
I was like, is that my face? One of me just like.
Growing out of a toe? Yeah.
It's like Groot. It's like half tree, half Andy.
Yeah. Quado. So he's like. He's like, I'm going to put this camera down here. And so he takes off the toilet altogether.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
And so he sticks it down there. And then he has another guy out in the yard. There's like a catch, they call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where it's like all everything drains into a catch. And then it goes from there to the city sewer.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put a camera in there and kind of run it out to the city sewer. And so he gets about, I don't know, on the other side of our condo where there's like the back storage area.
Uh-huh.
He's like, well, the camera won't go any further, so I'm going to stick down the rod and try to, you know, route out the area.
He's
here.
Ramrodding
the camera
it.
Through. Yeah. So he puts in the rod, and then the rod fucking snaps off. When
oh,
he gets to
my
this
God.
Holy shit.
So he's like, so then they take the other camera from the catch and send it back through, and there's a collapse pipe.
Ooh,
wow.
That sucks.
Oh.
So they're like, first of all, the whole fucking bathroom is covered in shit on the floor now because everything backed
oh,
up.
God, no. Oh, fuck.
And stuff that you specifically sent away.
Yeah.
Right.
Is back. Return to sender, they said.
Return to shitter.
So he's like, here's what we got to do. We got to go in the back. We have to rip up all the concrete in the back of the building.
Oh, my God.
We have to change out the pipes. And then we'll lay back cement back down. But it's going to be a week for us to do all this stuff.
Wow.
So we're like, well, what are we supposed to do? We can't live in a fucking house with no bathroom, you know?
Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So,
well,
we,
I mean, unless you're like one of those hoarder people that just
yeah,
has
just keeps like coffee cans full of garbage and
exactly.
poop.
Well, I was going to say if you are lucky enough to live down the street from your gym, but
you
went the other direction.
I do live down the street from my gym, and that kind of crossed my mind, but you can't, I cannot fucking go to the gym every time I have to take a leak.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Put on your slippers.
Yeah.
I'm walking myself, not the dog.
So I talked to our board president of our condo association. I'm like, listen, we can't fucking stay in our house. This affects the entire building. It's not just our unit, so we shouldn't have to pay for it. And she's like, I totally understand. I totally agree with you.
Hmm.
So all the costs got taken care of.
Okay.
But us finding a place to live hasn't gotten taken care of.
Uh-oh.
So I asked her, I said, is there money you can allocate to us to be able to go someplace to stay for a few days?
Mm-hmm.
And it took all night. So we had to go out to the burbs to stay at my in-law's house last night.
Oh, mm-hmm. boy.
And then we finally got word at midnight last night. She was like, we allocated some money. So for the rest of the week, Nikki and I are staying in some fucking hotel downtown.
All
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it's also like.
Because she works downtown.
She works
right?
downtown. So she has to be able to like get back and forth pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But parking downtown all of a sudden, because I'm a real estate agent, I have to take my car out
Oy.
All day long. So I have right. to basically. Find a parking place that's going to be like $200 for the week to be able to like park and leave, you
yeah.
know, because you can go and park your car somewhere for 2 days, no problem. But if you want an in and out thing, it's
right.
like five times as expensive. So.
Sure, sure.
Anyway, so dealing with all that shit. Not to mention today, this morning,
uh-huh.
our little niece, Laura, we've had Laura on the show a bunch of times. She's done
yeah.
clips for the show.
We've heard her voice. Yes.
Yep. She goes into spinal fusion surgery this morning,
Whoa.
Which is a five and a half hour surgery.
Yipes.
To fix scoliosis that she has.
Wowzers.
It's a little 10-year-old kid, man. So. So that's been like extra stressful on the family, too.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's all been a fucking rough few days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man. Wow.
But I like to think, Jazz,
yes.
when you look back on your time
uh-huh.
It's no, you're not going to be happy with the time that you spent being negative in your life.
No, you're not.
Yes, right? That's right.
You're going to look back on that as wasted time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's no use being super upset about it. It's better to just stay positive and think of all the, as many good things about this as you can.
Absolutely.
Well, I would say.
And the kids agree.
Right. I would say, but what you guys are doing, because I noticed, I know that you said that you were taking in her brother and, like, watching out for the family.
Who's also been on the show.
Yeah, who's also been on the show.
Robbie, right.
Right. That you're doing your part to help out. And that's a really cool thing to say that you're an active member of this family and that you're trying to make the best of a terrible situation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we decided, Rob, you know, those kids are on spring break this week out in the burbs,
mm-hmm.
as Jazz knows.
Yes, I am also. Yay.
And so we decided to take off work tomorrow, Wednesday,
uh-huh.
just to, like, take Robbie out and spend the day,
oh, nice.
You know, in the city. But that was before all this plumbing stuff. So what we're still taking off tomorrow, and we're going to go do the Wonder Museum tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very good.
And taking back to our hotel, and then to the Admiral Club. You got a face full of titties and
kids
chicken wings.
It. Banana titties.
Yeah.
Watermelon titties. Pancake titties.
Every kind of titty.
All them titties. Name your titties, Robbie. Learn to identify different species of titties.
They're like nuts. Brazil nut, Brazil titties, almond titties.
Well, good for you, buddy.
How's everybody else's week going so far?
I'm just glad, real quick aside, I'm just glad you didn't start out this week's episode with your casual... misappropriated racism.
Yeah, that's right.
Like last time. I was really worried. You were like, let me tell you something, guys.
I got to start the day by telling you about foreigners.
Jesus.
Stand by that, all that stuff, by the way.
Anyway, everybody
will
else.
Will not apologize to foreigners.
All right.
Or their governments.
That's right. They're infiltrating our freedoms.
Yeah, they're trying to collude with Big Ketchup. Fuck us out of our French fry sauce.
French fry sauce.
That's what they should call it. So you're asking us how our weeks have been going?
Yeah, how's everything going so far?
You know, like you said, it's spring break, so that's exciting. Oh, I guess probably the biggest source of joy in our home right now is the fact that our old 40-inch-ish TV just, like, died, and with the...
With the big fat back and everything?
No,
or was it a flat
screen? No, it was a flat screen. But I think it was like a, I forget the brand, it was like Hisense. It was like some Croatian TV, you know.
It was like a fucking Reebok symbol. On the side.
Like Croatian-Korean collaboration TV. Yeah. Anyway, but it just crapped out and died. And so, you know, with the advents of technology and the proliferation of electronics pushing the prices down, we were able to get a 50-inch television.
For less than what you paid the other
one. Probably, yeah.
It's like $150.
Exactly.
Then we had a coupon for it, yeah.
So, yeah, so that's a source of great joy in the house and, you know, makes watching... What's the first thing we watched on it, all of us together? We watched The Meg.
Love that movie. Okay. I fucking love that movie.
It's pretty good. It's for such a bad... I mean, it's a great bad movie.
It's a B movie, yeah.
Yeah, but it's
But it's got good special effects.
Yeah. No, it was dope. It was dope. It was just like every, you know, cliche, every trope, whatever you want to call it.
They're
you
all
know?
In
They're
there.
They're all in there, man.
Yeah, so, like the nerdy scientist and the badass guy and the kid and the dog and everything.
Somebody dies and inspires the rest of the crew to forge on, you know, all that shit.
It's like Independence Day, except with aliens. It's a giant shark.
Yeah, a prehistoric shark.
I would say that movie is closer to Independence Day than it is to Jaws.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's an invader.
Yeah.
You know, and then like I love the fact that like these scientists like try to alert the authorities and they're like, Yeah, they basically interpreted it like a prank call. They didn't believe us when we told them there was a giant prehistoric shark, even though we have all this scientific evidence that we could show them.
Yeah,
but like, they were like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. They're like, go ahead and get in the water, people. All these Chinese people in the fucking water.
Oh, man, I love that scene on the Chinese beach.
Yeah.
Even the Chinese beaches are overcrowded.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Too many Chinese people.
Yeah.
What you're talking about sounds a lot like the climate change debate.
Mm-hmm.
Except with a megalodon.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the reason why the megalodon is up here now, is because we're melting the ice caps and the waters are warming, and so all that shit that's frozen down in the deepest depths.
Like Pacific Rim monsters.
Exactly. Yeah. They're coming back.
How close are we to that actually happening?
Gojira. Close.
Gojira is coming back, man.
Do you think we're close enough to Gojira? Actually, there was no Gojira in the first place, though, I don't think. There was just, like, T-Rexes and shit like that.
We don't know that, man.
Gojira came about because of the nuclear blast testing.
Right.
True.
Exactly. It was a mutant.
Yeah, yes.
Jazz.
Yeah, but still.
Get it together, buddy.
I'm just saying.
Get your mythology together, bro.
Look, man, everything we ever learned in school is fucking mythology, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay?
Yeah, we just
we don't know
shit. Yeah.
We know what they told us, right. Okay?
Yeah.
And can you imagine all the shit they're not telling us?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not really Mr. Conspiracy Theory, but like, I mean, let's just accept the fact that we don't know shit about shit.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I don't even know. I'm looking at that hat up there, Jazz.
Uh-huh.
What would you say that hat's made out of?
Which, the pimp hat?
The wicker fedora?
Oh, yeah. It's, I don't know. That's a good question.
Wicker?
It's probably a wicker.
Is it like straw or something?
It's not straw. You know, that's a good question.
Although, let's take a straw hat, for example. A straw mm-hmm. fedora that okay. you see on the beach.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you make that.
Yeah.
You weave it.
But how?
They're
how
woven.
Does it start? How does it end? How do you get it in a shape?
That's fair.
There's lots of questions about weaving hats that I don't know any answers to.
I know that it's a Gorin brand hat, and so I'm looking up Gorin Bros and seeing what kind of materials they use.
But to answer your question, Andy, my week has been...
yeah, we'll get back to straw hats in just a minute.
Like that. Jeez.
I love it.
I've been busting my fucking ass the last 2 weeks, man, between being in New Orleans, which is also the greatest city in the world. This is the best party you could ever imagine being at, but also shot a short film on Saturday night and
that's right.
on top of working all these hours at my day jobs.
Good job.
So much like you guys, I am taking, time for myself the next 3 days.
Nice.
To just chill the fuck out.
That's awesome. Yeah. I forgot. I saw your clown picture.
What's, yeah.
What are you playing, like an evil clown?
No. It's a story. Well, the premise of the film, the thesis of the film is that how we choose to present ourselves in public versus how we choose to present ourselves online.
Okay.
And he's a comedian who's doing a show and he goes out back to have a cigarette, take a couple of slugs off his, whiskey bottle.
Uh-huh.
In the alley. And he, starts flipping through his phone, and you see that he's like a guy with a regular job, and but also he gets up on Tinder and he messages with a person he's been messaging back and forth with, and then he gets to the point where he has to decide what kind of picture he wants to send, his LinkedIn profile picture or a picture of him in his clown makeup, because it turns out that the woman that he's talking to is at the show that he's performing at. So it's a cool little silent piece.
He should put some clown makeup on his dick and send that. Check out this clown dick, lady.
Yeah.
So I guess shout out to Forward Motion Media for hiring me. Thanks. Sweet.
When's Clown Dick come out? Is that the name of it?
It's called Papa Diggs.
Oh, I like it.
Not Papa Dicks. That'll come out probably early summer.
So real quick, sidebar to answer your question. So I went to the Gorin Bros website to mm-hmm. find out.
San Francisco-based company?
No. Are they?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. In any case, the hat is probably made out of 100% paper ribbon straw. But then some of the other hats, I love this one. This one says 72% other fibers, 28% cotton.
That's human skin.
Human skin.
Or cat skin.
Yeah, whatever.
Something.
Cat skin is less precious.
You're right. Yes, you're right.
Oh, yeah. My God.
If nothing else, Andy could be known for that maxim.
That's my yearbook quote.
When in doubt.
Man. Awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, looks like we have a good 2 months coming up here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
yeah. I was on Tony Lozano's show this past weekend.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
We went down, and of course, he told us the day before, which I didn't even realize, that it was the day of the St. Patrick's Day thing.
Right. Oh, so you were in the middle of all the shit.
Oh, my God. So they record at the Museum of Broadcasting.
Yep.
And he was like, don't forget, it's the last day for the SNL exhibit to come and take pictures for it. So bring your camera and all that. So I get off at Merchandise Mart, and I'm like, got my headphones in, and I'm walking down there. And it's like, 11:30. And I was like, why is everybody wearing green shirts? And then it took me 40 minutes to walk from the Merchandise Mart.
What?
To fucking State Street.
Are you serious?
Because it was so crowded.
Oh, my God.
There were so many people.
That's crazy.
So we got over there, and the other guest on the show, there was some comedian I didn't know, some lady comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we know how you feel about that.
And then,
no comments, please. Jesus. Foreigners, chick comedians. Yeah. You're gonna get us in trouble with so many people.
Cat skin.
That's right. Cat lovers. The ASPCA, PETA.
Well, how would you feel if I was like, and then on the show there was a professional basketball player.
Oh.
A WNBA player. I'd be like, oh. Just putting it in context. With their ridiculous three-color balls.
That's right. Who does? Somebody else does a joke about the WNBA.
Oh, my God. They all do. I've heard like five or six comedians talking about WNBA players. Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
So this comedian.
Yes.
And then this guy, this like really big black guy named, I can't remember his name, but he was, it's like some black guy name, you know?
Jesus!
You know what I'm saying? I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he had this hat on that had initials,
okay.
And then he had some jacket on that said like Smooth Entertainment and like fucking all this kind of geared out in his own shit.
Okay.
And they were like, we started talking and we're like having a couple laughs, you know? And they were like, so you started out as a gang member? And he was like, went into this whole thing about how he was like running with gangs and was a drug dealer and all this shit when he was a kid. And then he got out of that game and started making music and dancing and everything.
Okay.
And then Tony Lozano was like, and now they call you the king of the mitzvahs? And he was like, yes, that's right. I supply dancers to bar mitzvahs. He was like,
what?
Yeah. So this like
the king of the mitzvah.
Yeah. This huge black dude. And he was like, I'm booked 3 years out for bar mitzvahs. I do them all over the world. And they were like 3 years out. And he's like, yeah. So that's when people really start looking at their Torahs for the first time. And he went into this whole like fucking Jewish thing. And like he knows exactly what phase they are in their Judaism.
In their foreskin development.
Yeah, right. And so I like followed him on Instagram, and all of his pictures are him with like little fucking Jewish kids with the yarmulkes on. And it's like, great bar mitzvah, Zach. Zach's hanging with this big black dude.
Yeah. Wow.
Great job, Cody.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
So that's then this amazing. Guy was like super positive, you know, he's like, everyone can just do whatever they believe in, you know, like that positive black guy stuff. And then I was trying to go off this guy's vibe, you know, so I was trying to stay positive and not curse too much and everything.
Sure.
And then the comedian
Yeah.
Starts doing this whole bit about pegging some dude.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Holy shit.
And she was like, and this dude, like, sprayed diarrhea all over me.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, my God, man.
Wow.
Right in front of the king of the mitzvahs, no
what
less.
A mess.
Have some respect.
Yeah, have some respect. The goddamn Abraham sitting right next to us.
Jacob.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help us all.
God damn, that's... well, when does that episode come out? I want to
hear
that.
I think it comes out today, actually.
All right, word.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's check it out.
Listen to
word did, to the mitzvahs.
He was like the one thing they do on Lozano Show Jazz. We went on there together. I don't know if you remember, but they do this pre-interview questions.
I do remember
where they send you like like maybe something we should look at some kind of like mixture of, you know.
Sure.
But they do this thing where they're like, send us five topics to discuss that you want to talk about.
Sure.
And then Tony sets it up like Byron Allen, you know, where he's like, says here you had a hard time with bicycles.
Right.
You know?
He doesn't even say it says here. Yeah.
No, no. He's just like, had a hard time with bicycles, Andy?
Right. Right.
So anyway, I wrote down this thing about this, my fucking foreigner catch-up thing, you know?
Okay.
And then I said, like, my indifference to Marvel movie. I just, like, made up a whole bunch of shit when I was just sitting there.
And he didn't ask you about any of it, did he?
No, he was like, I was like, I went into some whole fucking tirade when I first got on the thing. And then he was like, and you like ketchup a lot? And I was like, yeah, I mean, okay, we can go right into the ketchup thing.
Oh, that's how you start.
Yeah. Anyway, so maybe we should look at a pre-interview thing.
I mean, honestly, how about just preparing stuff?
Like, no.
How about that?
No.
We don't even have to give it to the fucking guest. How about if just all of us know what the fuck you're going to ask somebody sometimes? Especially because your question choices are sometimes, I don't know.
Poorly worded at best.
Poorly worded and maybe like not... I don't know.
Relevant?
It's like, yeah, like there's higher priority things that I'd like to talk to these people about, but you're leading the interview, and the next thing you know, we've gone the whole fucking interview without asking.
Yeah,
like,
just talking about like her shoes or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
I mean, you know.
Well, that's something to look at when we come back.
Look at
it. Why don't, why don't we? Yeah, we can circle back on that.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
Let's look at that. Oh, my God.
All right, let's do Chaka Khan.
Let's do some Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan!
And for the uninitiated, that means it's a time on the show where despite all of the misery in the world and all of your personal woes, you got to tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Yeah. So no bitching, no moaning, no complaining, no kvetching, no weeping, no wailing, no fussing, no fighting, no griping, no groaning, no growling, grumbling, or grousing, no criticism, cynicism, vitriol, or politics, no venting, no dissenting, no bellyaching, no moping, no trifling, and no dumping. And that's how you play. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
So I'll start because I finally figured out what the hell I wanted to say. So when we were recording 2 weeks ago, my Evanston Township Wildcats boys basketball team was competing in the super sectionals against Stevenson. I was watching it furtively on my iPad while we were doing the show, trying to be slick about it. At halftime, they were down 26-16. To start the second half, they won on a 12-0 run, which was basically fueled by 9 forced turnovers. They were playing like this ferocious press defense. Okay. Stevenson tied the game to end it. And then in overtime, they went on a 10-0 run to start the overtime period.
Who's they? The Cats?
Our team. My boys. And so they won the Super Sectional, made it to the Final Four.
Wow.
In the Final Four, they played the East Rockford. Now listen to their, like people like to laugh at our mascot being the Wildcats, you know?
Because it is dumb.
I mean, it's an angry baby cat, basically. And it's, of course, you know, in reference.
Feeds into Northwestern.
Yeah, Northwestern Wildcats, yada, yada, yada. Well, listen to this. The fucking East Rockford team is called the Red and Blue, or Red and Blacks, okay? And, you know, it's a common thing in sports for there to be colors associated, you know, like there's the, in Australian rules football, there's the All Blacks, right? Like, you know, it's cool. They're called the Red and Blacks, and because they're East Rockford, the short nickname for their team is the E-Rabs.
Whoa.
The E-Rabs. And it says it on their fucking E-Rabs. Jersey.
Is that like Electronic Arabians?
I don't know. That's what it sounds like, yeah, doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds like they're like digital terrorists or something. I don't know, man.
E-Rabs.
E-Rabs?
Yeah, like computer oil barons.
Yeah, like what the fuck? E-Rabs?
That's
anyway,
crazy, man.
It is kind of crazy. So they run out and they beat the fucking shit out of the E-Rabs, right? They score like 94 points, which is a record in IHSA Final Four history. This one kid, Blake Peters, who's a sophomore this year, he's the kid who last year as a freshman hit that 72-foot buzzer beater that made it onto Sports Center and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He was 7-for-8 from 3-point range.
God, damn. God.
Overall, they were like, I forget, they were like another record-setting, you know, 3-point percentage.
Did he like literally take out his dick and smack the other team in the face?
Take that, E-Rabs! Yeah. I'll show you.
Yeah.
And
high school penis in your face.
Oh, thank God nobody
ever. Wild dick!
No one listens to this show. Thank God. Anyway, so they come out, they score like crazy. Then in the championship, they go against last year's returning champion, Belleville West, who has...
Belleville, where Jeff Tweedy and Wilco performed.
Is that right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes,
there you go.
Right.
Nice. Good trivia there, Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Are they called the Ragheads?
No, they're not. Although they are called the Maroons, which is like another color team.
Right. Yeah.
And used to be like a derogatory thing, you know, to say...
What a maroon! Yeah, that's exactly. What Bugs Bunny used to call
it's
people.
Yeah, a moron. A maroon. So their team features E.J. Liddell, who is committed to Ohio State and was last year's Mr. Basketball for Illinois and this year's Mr. Basketball for Illinois. This 6-foot, 250-pound guy.
Wait, 6-foot, 250
I'm sorry, 6'5". My bad. 6'5", 250-pound guy. Now I'm all tongue-tied. And two other, like, grown-ass men-looking, like, dudes against our five-guard lineup. And we led at the half, and then, you know, it's already slowly eroded because they were getting rebounds, and we just weren't hitting. They were, like, 4-for-23. But point being, last year, our boys Wildcats were number 3 in the state. This year, they were number 2 in the state. And everybody was – I mean, the whole city of Evanston was just, like, so amped.
That's great.
And, you know, we were all – I mean, it was just so much joy in Mudville, even though we lost. And at the end, when they went to get their second place medals, they all looked – and I told them, I was like, y'all look like somebody shot your dog when you went up there, because they were all so fucking miserable. Their picture, if you look at their team picture afterwards, they just look so despondent.
They're all like a bunch of, like, crying bitches.
Oh, my God. They look so fucking angry and sad. And, you know, I guess with some good reason, because you want to win.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
your last game of the year.
Yeah.
You do a good job.
And there were three guys who were the winningest, you know, dudes in Wildcat sports who were all seniors. And so, you know, they were sad that they went out that way. But, you know, their careers were remarkable, and their run was incredible, and everybody was just galvanized and electrified by their performance, regardless of the outcome. So, anyway... So that was my moment in the past few weeks, was just enjoying some good old fashioned high school basketball action.
I love it.
Nice, dude. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Who's next?
Johnny.
I'm thankful that I'm able to spend the next 3 days recovering from these last 2 weeks of hyperactivity.
Mm.
I'm gonna go down to my folks' house and we're gonna have dinner together. Probably gonna spend the night.
Mm-hmm.
And just get a chance to just chill out, because, you know, as good as things have been lately, you know, in terms of being productive and getting paid to do things and being able to be on set and setting myself up for auditions, I'm going to do timelines.
Generals. Yep.
All these things are great, because these are things that I put myself in a position to be in. And choosing to do those things. But it's definitely caught up with me. I feel like I'm actually coming down with something right now. So it's going to be good to just take a ratchet it down for about 72 hours.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Good job.
Good job, Johnny.
Now, when you go to sleep over, is it because you want to like spend time in your childhood bedroom, or is it because you like get drunk with your dad?
Well, it's because they actually, it's not the house I grew up in. It's the house that they bought after they retired.
Oh, right. It's out on a lake.
Yeah, the one we went to. The one you guys picked me up when we went to the haunted house.
The haunted house.
That was fun.
That was super fun. And it's way out in the sticks, and it's nice to be outside the city. And,
oh, heck yeah.
Are they going to make a roast for you?
Perfect situation would be if my mom made her shepherd's pie.
Ah, people love it.
Oh, yeah.
Mom's famous shepherd's pie.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But it's probably not going to happen, but that's okay.
That's okay. That's a good one, Johnny Mo. I'm
going to tell you to put a roast in the oven. I'm your son!
I love it.
Well, my Chaka Khan has to do with making theater.
Yeah.
Last week, I got to spend time workshopping the show that I'm doing in San Francisco, here in Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
So I spent Thursday and Friday in workshops for it. Super fun.
Nice.
And then I start rehearsal next week for this play I'm directing that I've been working on for 2 years called Take Me.
Wow.
It's an original musical by John Langford and Mark Guarino. Oh,
very cool. Right.
Very cool indeed.
And
two of your favorite collaborators, right?
That's right. And we start Monday. And then the play opens May 10th.
Wow.
Cool.
That's fast.
So you're saying Jazz and I have free tickets?
You guys definitely have free tickets.
Awesome.
Should be good. I hope it's good. And if it's not good, I don't really... Whatever. We'll make the show that we're supposed to.
You're not going to live.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to die.
You're not going to die.
You're not going to live.
You're not going to live if
you're
going to
live.
It's nice when you can kind of get over that shit, right? Where it's just like the thing you make isn't like life and death. You make it a thing.
You know what, man?
Yeah.
I find the older I get and the more like projects you've done, you know, we've all probably done 100 plays, 200 plays in Chicago. And it's so funny when you see these young kids come in who are 25, 26, and they're like so fucking... They want Chris Jones to give him a good review so bad. Chris Jones is a reviewer for the Chicago Tribune, if you're not familiar. And, you know, getting a good review from him and doing a play that maybe you read in high school or something, you know, like doing The Crucible and getting a good part in it and getting a good review from Chris Jones is like all these kids want. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the older you get, the more you realize, I don't want to fuck around with this class. Like, I want to make new stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But it's so funny that it's older people that now want to make new stuff, and the younger people are like attached to this fucking bullshit that nobody cares about anymore, you know?
They're trying to reinvent things. That's what they're trying to reinvent stuff
instead of just making something totally new.
Just invent.
Like, I have no interest in fucking having any critic ever review me again. Somebody asked me the other day, like, if I got a Jeff nomination for Best Director for this. Would I go? Because I'm always talking shit about the Jeff Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I'd send like a Native American to go, like fucking Brando. to go give a speech. You know what? I'd put Esteban in fucking headdress.
Oh my God.
Send him up there. Make him give some speech about the like the Miami tribe of Ohio. You know?
Jesus.
That would be classy, Anderson.
Oh, that would be really classy. It would make the news.
It would.
It might.
It would make the theater news. I'd get fucking screamed at for cultural appropriation and shit.
Right.
Probably.
It would still be hilarious.
It would be fucking hilarious.
But mark my words, if I get nominated for Best Director... Uh-huh. For a musical.
Okay.
I swear to God, I'm going to send somebody.
Okay.
To go and make a speech about Native Americans.
Right. Well, this won't be happening until next year anyway. So,
right, right.
You know, you got some time.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm
to
calling.
To plan it out.
Okay. All right.
Now, if my work catalog is any indication, though, I will not be nominated for any.
Yeah, probably not.
So that's Chaka Khan.
Yeah, that is our Chaka Khan, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, boys, for always being willing to tell me something good.
Chaka Khan! Tell me something good.
Tell me, tell me, tell me.
What's next?
We have 20 minutes left.
20 minutes left. All right.
Johnny, why don't you take it away with the news?
Let's do some motherfucking news. Hold on.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan?
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
Okay, welcome to the news, everybody.
Wait, hold on. Let me retake that. Sorry, I was just buying time so I could get the thing open. Hold on.
Johnny Mo.
Welcome to the news this morning, everyone. First story of the morning: Night in the Nude Museum.
That's funny.
A man stripped down to skimpy underwear and took a stroll through Moscow's State Tretyakov Gallery on Wednesday evening in what is called an unsanctioned performance.
Oh, this is like a performance art thing.
Oh, interesting.
The gallery said the performance was staged by modern artists who had left behind small artworks in its halls. No artworks or visitors had been threatened by the performance, the gallery added. The police were now searching for the unclothed performer. This is the second incident in as many months involving visitors at the gallery and the third since May of 2018.
Do you think Russians are so ahead of us in performance art or behind us in performance art that a guy walking through a museum naked is performance art? Do you think that's like next level because it's so retro, or do you think it's just retro? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Nude anything is kind of passe.
Yeah, unless it's new again.
Right.
And the Russians are cutting-edge performance artists.
I guess it depends on the size of his schlong,
yeah.
Probably.
Like if he has a micro-penis, then that would be like new-style performance art.
But if it was like he sung like a
big,
horse,
like girthy soup can penis, and everyone would be like, whatever. You know? Yeah, everybody wants to blow you, dude. We get it.
Or do they? I don't know.
Their big Campbell's soup
can
penis.
I mean, it's hard.
Penis.
It's hard, you know. I imagine it's hard to
you need
get,
like
that, get that in your maw.
In your tight maw.
Anyway,
get
back
your
to
small
the...
Russian lips around my big, girthy.
Cock.
In May of last year, a man damaged one of Russia's most famous paintings depicting Tsar Ivan the Terrible cradling his dying son by attacking it with a metal pole after drinking vodka.
Fuck yeah.
Was that art?
That's super metal.
I think that's just probably just a person who would drink vodka.
Yeah, I think so. That's Russia for you.
He's so mad at Ivan the Terrible still. How could you do this?
How did you let your son die? You left us with no successor.
Next story.
Yeah.
More naked Russian news.
Woo! Can't get enough. Spring break.
A man stripped naked before boarding his flight to make himself more aerodynamic.
I love it.
Footage of the man, 38, whose identity has not been revealed, shows him standing naked as he nonchalantly waits his turn to board the Ural Airlines flight at Russia's Domodedovo Airport in Moscow.
Wow, well pronounced there, Johnny Mo.
The nude intruder... That's a I love that.
Yeah.
Nude intruder.
That should be a band.
Was then caught by airport staff as he ran onto the jet bridge and was detained by police. A passenger said, he shouted that he was naked because clothing impairs the aerodynamics of the body. He flies with more agility when undressed.
In the airplane?
In the airplane.
Did he shave his whole body too? That's how you know if he's serious about it and he's not just making some bullshit up.
Right.
If he shaved his entire body.
Yeah.
Then we'll see.
He waxed his asshole for the trip, and you know.
Yeah, you got to have a waxed asshole.
Absolutely. Aerodynamic or hydrodynamic. If you're swimming,
exactly.
The swimmers do all that.
Yeah, right.
Too.
Footage shows the man still completely naked when he's handcuffed. He is first seen kneeling in front of officers in the middle of a corridor before he turns sideways and leans his back and legs against the sidewalls. The passenger appears to regret being stopped as he stares blankly ahead.
I wonder if Russia is now the... Florida of Asia.
Oh, maybe it is.
It seems like everywhere in Asia is like Florida. Like everything is fucking upside down in Asia.
Yeah.
like everywhere in Asia. You know, I mean, I don't hear a lot of like Mongolian news, so it's hard to say everywhere. But Russia, China, Japan, they all got some fucked up shit going on.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's all those people on top of each other.
Yeah.
That's
everybody loses their mind, right?
Uh-huh. I'd say it's the influence of the West.
Yeah, it could be.
In bits and pieces.
Yeah, it's like telephone, right? Like they've taken things that we like, you know, somebody will make like cherry flavored chapstick in America, and then over there, it gets over there and it's like fried chicken flavored or some fucking crazy thing, you know? Everything's right. Crazy. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Get it together, Asia. Yeah.
They hear the song Teddy Bear by Elvis and they wear a pompadour and a bear suit. Why do you need to do that? I don't know if that's happened, but it should.
Yeah, I think it did.
Probably.
Cow sex!
Moving.
A man has been charged with bestiality after he was caught having sex with a cow. Ugh. Jose Nino, 29, a Mexican national, was arrested near the Hidalgo and Starr County line on Friday, March 15th. According to police, a few U.S. Border Patrol agents witnessed a man having sex with a cow.
Oh, no.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Do your thing, girl. Give Bessie the high heart.
Right. I love them udders.
Yeah. Judge Utter fuck you. Judge That's titty fucking for cows, Jazz.
Thanks.
You understand?
Thanks for clarifying. I appreciate that.
All right.
Judge J.P. Guillen has set a $1,500 bond, and Nino was released to the custody of U.S. Border Patrol. The story was shared on Facebook, and comments included, "Not even our livestock is safe."
Oh, no.
One user posted with a meme of Donald Trump saying, "We need to build a wall."
Oh, God.
Around this cow. Cow's got such a hot puss, everybody's trying to get in there.
Save the cows.
Oh, Renee Guerra said, "Oh my God, what is this world becoming to?"
Yeah, well,
becoming to
fucking asshole,
fucking hillbillies. What is this world becoming to?
For this next story, flying rat calls
sounds disgusting.
The contest in Oudenkerk, Belgium, saw seagull imitators attempting their best bird calls Sunday to win the grand prize. A basket of Belgian beers.
Fuck yeah.
The winning calls were screeched by Reggie Lash of Amsterdam and Brej Itting from Hasselt, Belgium. Organizers said participants came from all over Europe to show off their gull calling skills.
But it seems like the Netherlandians were really the ones who succeed in this.
Apparently. They are a people of the sea.
That's true.
And here, folks, are some of the imitations.
Sounds like a bird.
Yeah.
Sounds like a real annoying bird.
This last guy was flapping his fucking arms along with it.
Oh my God, did somebody throw bread at him?
Awesome.
Oh, great job. God. Great job, Bjorn and Reggie.
Yeah.
And the for the last story do, of the night,
we do
the morning.
We do pig calling in the United States.
Yeah, so you know, like, what are we to say?
4-H clubs. So
we don't, but they do.
Yeah. We Americans. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
For the last story of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mind games! Head games! Illusionist Yuri Geller has vowed to telepathically stop Brexit in an open letter addressed to Theresa May.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Finally.
The TV personality said he admired the Prime Minister, but felt physically and very strongly that most Britons were against the UK's withdrawal from the EU.
That is true, right?
Yeah.
They are mostly against it.
Now they are.
Yeah, because they realize that they fucked up.
Yeah, they really fucked up.
Yeah.
They're being influenced by these right-wing motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you
know.
How come in America, though, with this Trump guy, people are just digging in their heels instead of, like, just admitting they're wrong about it?
Because Americans never admit they're wrong.
No.
That's part of being American.
Right.
Standing up for what you believe in, even when you're terribly fucking wrong.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, so much of the right-wing conservative constituency happen to also be fundamentalist Christians who want to believe that this is some sort of divine you know, appointment, you know, mm-hmm. by God. They, you know, they refuse to believe that anything could be, you know, outside of the will of God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. Poor Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Jesus ended up getting fucked on this whole thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I really think, like, in 100 years that we'll have new saviors. Maybe not 100, but maybe in 500 years
mm-hmm.
or 1,000 years, I think people like Muhammad Ali or
mm-hmm.
will be a savior, or Martin Luther King mm-hmm. or maybe even Abraham Lincoln, mm-hmm. that kind of guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But this Jesus, man, it's been a long time yeah. for him.
I can't wait until we can stop, you know, instead of saying Jesus Christ, we're like, Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
I think we
maybe
should
we
just
should start.
Let's start
it.
What
in the Lincoln is going on around here? <That's right. laughs>
Uri Geller wrote, I feel psychically and very strongly that most British people do not want Brexit. I love you very much, but I will not allow you to lead Britain into Brexit.
Thank you so much, Yuri.
As much as I admire you, I will stop you telepathically from doing this. And believe me, I am capable of executing it.
He's not. You can't believe anything he says. That guy's been a sham since the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yuri Geller.
Yeah. The fuck?
Geller appealed to Miss May to stop the Brexit process before he takes a drastic course of action.
Man, if I was in charge,
what does he think he is? Gene Gray? He's yeah. like Dark right. Phoenix, this bitch.
Yeah. I will say, if I was in charge of a country and I had any sort of like vague threats like that from fucking anybody, like I will mentally change your mind or whatever, you know,
yeah.
I'd be like, have that person fucking taken to jail. I would yeah. be the most evil kind of dictator.
Yeah, you
yeah,
would.
I believe.
You're like, I'm sorry, buddy, but I have no time to deal with. I cannot possibly risk having any kind of mental telepathy done to me right now.
Oh, I have too God. Many evil plans to execute. Yeah. And as a dictator, you'd still have the same eating habits as Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Buckets of chicken.
Yeah. Except I'd have so much ketchup.
Just like a tub full of ketchup.
Yeah.
Be like the money bin of ketchup.
Barbecue sauce and fucking pickles and everything. Every condiment.
Oh, my God.
He also claimed that his power has been quote-unquote validated by the CIA, MI5, and Israel's intelligence agency, Mossad. He said, 3 years before you became prime minister, I predicted your victory when I showed you Winston Churchill's spoon on my Cadillac, which I asked you to touch. This guy.
What?
Touch my spoon on the Cadillac.
That's code.
All the spoon say. Bending.
All right, folks, and that has been the news.
Yeah, the news.
Classic Johnny Mo.
Johnny Mo. Love it, love it.
So, Jazz, I was thinking we should go out today on birthday shout-outs, but we do have a pick five game you want to play real quick?
We could play that, yeah, sure.
Okay, let's play real quick.
Oh, okay.
We have 7 minutes left.
All right, it's Gimme Five, the fast paced game of naming stuff that's totally simple but surprisingly tough.
All right, playing this game today, we have me and Johnny, and Jazz will be hosting the game.
That's right. So here's the rules, guys. You will be given a specific category of random things. You must identify random things from that specific category and name them quickly. Name 5 specific random things from each of the 5 random specific categories in 5 minutes or less and win the game. And that's how you play. Everyone say it with me.
Give me five.
All right. So we'll put a few minutes on the clock here. And should we go one at a time or just no, we'll just go group. Group oh, yeah. sex style.
Whatever you think. Group sex.
Hot.
A la the Circle Jerks album. I've been watching that punk documentary. Have you been watching that?
No, is it good?
It's really fucking good.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, I'm going to start the timer after I give you the first category, which is, in honor of spring break, name me 5 warm weather articles of clothing.
Tank top.
Shorts. Belt. Flip-flops.
Flip-flops, yeah.
Visor.
Towel.
Necklace.
I'll take that.
Capris.
Yeah.
Tank top.
Wristband.
Flip-flops. Shorts.
Sunglasses.
Capris, and sunglasses.
Boom. 5. That's 9.
All right. 5 places to vacation, which Andy will probably all visit.
Mexico.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
San Diego.
Okay.
Paris.
Paris?
Why not?
Bahamas.
Okay.
The
Paris. Bahamas. Okay, that works. Yeah. All right, next. Five summer drinks.
Margarita.
Harvey Wallbanger.
Okay.
Ice cold brewski.
Moscow Mule.
All right.
A vodka lemonade.
Okay.
Zima. Smirnoff Ice. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Jesus.
All right, Mike, so this is the... Okay, five desert island bands. Music that you would take to a desert island with you. If you could only take their music, a few bands with you.
Temptations.
Okay.
Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Far Side.
The Beatles.
I know what mine... Yeah,
NWA. Public Enemy.
Dave Matthews Band.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
DMB?
Skynyrd?
Jesus. They have that much of a catalog?
AC/DC.
Skynyrd, Stones, AC/DC.
Def Leppard.
Farside. Farside and... that's it.
Okay. Five things you would do if you had $1 billion.
Ask for 20 more wishes.
That's not the question.
Buy a double-A baseball team.
Okay. Buy an island.
Buy a big house. Buy my mom a big house.
Right.
Buy a baby for my mom to take care of.
All right, that's it. Mom house, my house, and a baby for my mom.
You're
to
so
take.
Much better at this game, man. God damn.
All right, guys. Well done. That was a lot of fun. Thank you.
And now it's time for the last of the season, Jazz.
That's right.
Birthday!
Shout out!
Birthday!
January 23rd!
And today is March 26th, which means it's a great day to be
a judicial giant,
a mythological master,
a film phenom,
or D, all of the above.
Happy birthday to my main bitch, Sandra Day O'Connor.
Gruder versus Bollinger, Hamdi versus Rumsfeld, Bush versus Gore. Your legal decisions set major precedents,
There's
yo.
There's a whole school of law named in your honor because you were such a foul.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it? Now! Well, maybe someday, anyway.
And what's up to Joseph Campbell?
The Power of Myth, the hero with 1,000 faces. Your books on mythology were epic!
You influenced Star Wars and taught everybody to follow your bliss. Words to live by, bro!
For sure! An archetypical hero in your own right, we owe you for the term monomyth. That's so dope!
And happy birthday to that one bald motherfucker, Alan Arkin.
Actor, director, screenwriter, musician, singer, Renaissance man. You're one of my favorite dudes!
The Russians are coming, the heart is lonely hunter, Little Miss Sunshine, and the In-Laws. Great freaking film.
Catch 22 is one of the best movies of a book ever produced, and Yossarian lives forever.
And let's not forget
Ernest Lee Thomas, a.k.a. Raj from What's Happening.
James Caan, a.k.a. Santino. Sonny Corleone from The Godfather.
Martin Short, a.k.a. Ned Grimley, I must say.
Leonard Nimoy, a.k.a. Mr. Spock from Star Trek.
That's illogical, Captain. Keira Knightley, a.k.a. Elizabeth Swan from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Man, she was fucking smoking hot about
it. Yeah, she was good.
Jennifer Grey, a.k.a. Baby from Dirty Dancing. Also hot.
Also sort of hot.
Terrible.
Also born today.
Poetry dude, Robert Frost.
Playwright guy, Tennessee Williams.
Novelist chick, Erica Jong.
And today's birthday shout-out band is...
On Moody Rock Guitar, James Iha of the Smashing Pumpkins.
On Epic Stadium Rock Bass, Fran Sheehan of Boston.
On Mystical Magical Pop Rock Keys, Richard Tandy of ELO.
With Supreme Soul Singing by Diana Ross.
Glam Metal Screaming by Steven Tyler.
Sexy Soul Crooning by Teddy Pendergrass.
And Cinematically Orchestrated by Alan Silvestri.
Da-da-da-da.
And if you've got a birthday shout-out, drop us a line at andstuff@radiomisfits.com.
Birthday shout-outs are made possible by Today in History, an application developed by Downshift Interactive and available online for free.
Hey, good to see you guys.
You too, great buddy. Times.
We'll see you in 2 months.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Love to everyone.
Much love. Much peace and happiness.
We'll
and
be
sunshine.
Sure to be posting on our Facebook and all that stuff in the
some
meantime
of our favorite episodes
for the game show fam out there.
Yeah, we should do. Maybe I'll produce a best of thing in a couple weeks.
Yeah, great.
We'll do that.
Okay. Sounds all right, like everybody. In the meantime, we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right, Ramblers, let's get Ramblers.
That's it. It's over. Show's over.
Let me get my shoes. What the f*** happened to my shoes?
Okay, show's over.